Good afternoon. We continued to see improving conditions behind the major storm that brought between 1 and 2 feet of snow to a large portion of interior New York and New England, with some places getting close to 30 inches of snow late this morning. This afternoon, the storm will track through the Gulf of Maine and into the Canadian Maritimes, and the snow will be confined to easternmost New England. And a north to northwest wind flow will continue to dry things out. Sunshine will give way to a clear start to the night tonight. However, clouds will increase as temperatures drop back into the 20s. A weak disturbance will head through the Great Lakes and into the region during the day on Wednesday. Not a lot of moisture with this system, but I do expect a few flurries and scattered snow showers, especially across the higher terrain, but any accumulating snow with this system will be confined to the snow belts downwind of Lake Ontario. Same story on Thursday, with a weak disturbance, again a couple of flurries and scattered snow showers, otherwise temperatures in the lower to mid-30s for highs once again. A more potent Alberta Clipper will approach the region on Friday. This one will have more moisture to work with, so mostly cloudy skies and a period of light snow or snow showers through Friday afternoon, which could coat the ground up to a couple of inches. We'll watch this through the middle of the week with highs in the lower 30s. Behind this Clipper will clear out with mostly sunny skies on Saturday. It'll be on the colder side in the upper 20s before we bounce back into the upper 30s with a mix of sun and clouds and a southerly breeze on Sunday. This will bring in more moisture for the beginning of next week, but it will be in the form of rain showers on Monday afternoon as highs reach into the lower 40s. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and windy with highs near 40. Boston, snow likely this afternoon and into the evening in the mid-30s. And in Buffalo, rain and snow showers with highs in the mid-30s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clear early this evening, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper teens. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tomorrow in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with highs in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly clear early this evening, then increasing clouds with a few snow showers by morning tomorrow with lows in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with more snow showers on Wednesday and highs in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tomorrow and highs in the lower to mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly clear, then increasing clouds late tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a few flurries or snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Region-wide for Thursday, a few more showers and flurries with highs in the lower to mid-30s. A general light snow or snow showers on Friday, a dusting up to a couple of inches possible, lower 30s. Mostly sunny, upper 20s on Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s on Sunday. And mostly cloudy with rain showers on Monday and highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.